Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. We can click the Contact Us link on our website, which is waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows right here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago. And you can download the Wait Wait podcast for your computer or MP3 player. Hi, you're on Wait Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, Peter. This is Lil Johnson.
Hey, where are you calling from, Lil?
Menlo Park, California.
Oh, in the beautiful Silicon Valley, right?
It really is.
And what do you do there?
I'm a stay-at-home mom,
right.
In transition, actually.
You're transitioning to occasionally leaving the house? What are you doing?
Yeah, pretty much. Just got my youngest off to college last week and trying to figure out what to do with the rest of my life.
Congratulations. I would suggest first a nap.
Yeah. A really long one.
Well, Lil, welcome to the show. Now, Carl Castle is going to read you three news-related limericks with a last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly in two of the limericks, you will be a winner. Ready to play?
I am.
Here's your first limerick.
Generations of Britons agree, the bergamot essence is key. It appears, though, that Twinings attempts some refining and changed its divine Earl Grey
tea.
Yes, for centuries, Twinings Earl Grey tea has tasted exactly the same, like old people. But Twinings has now introduced a new Earl Grey, jazzed up with, quote, a dash of lemon and a touch more bergamot. So the British are doing what they do best, which is to complain impotently.
The Earl himself would be rolling over in his grave.
All right, here is your next limerick.
My baby wear seems really hyper, especially where odors grow riper. Because mother's passion is cutting edge fashion, I'm wearing an haute couture
diaper.
Yes, diaper, very good. Yes, lady, we go. After the booming success of the faux denim diaper and diapers with floral and argyle prints, Huggies is joining the industry-wide move toward designer diapers with their new limited edition camouflage diapers. These diapers are ideal for babies who want to blend in on the battlefield. Designer diapers can cost up to 20% more than normal diapers, even though they all look the same in the inside eventually. Here is your last limerick, though.
I spent hours getting frizz to lay flat. There's no time for the old yoga mat. I can't hit the gym, 'cause my bangs need a trim. My haircut is making me
fat.
Yes, your hair could be making you fat, at least according to the U.S. Surgeon General. She claims that many Americans, mostly women, spend so much time and money styling their hair that they don't exercise for fear of messing it up. One possible solution? Open salons inside gyms. You could sit on the stationary bike, get a perm. Or perhaps more realistically, you could just ask your barber to style your hair so it falls down around your neck and covers your chins.
That's just an opinion.
That was totally bizarre, though.
You think? You think this is uncalled for?
I mean, the Surgeon General, like, doesn't she have better stuff to do than...
Apparently not.
You would think that one day the Surgeon General would say, look, I give up. We're fat.
Yeah.
We're just fat. We're just going to go with that from here forward.
I have to go back to the actual... She just made that up, right?
No. Apparently, this is actually some...
It's a university study that, yeah.
Said that a lot of women don't want to work out because they spend so much time in their hair.
I'm just guessing this Surgeon General has never visited L.A.
Nor a gym.
Because they definitely have time for both in L.A. They not a lot of time for reading.
No.
But, and after that joke, I cannot go home.
Yeah. Carl, how did Lil do in our quiz?
Lil had 3 correct answers, Peter. So, Lil, you win our prize.
Well done. Congratulations, Lil. Thank you. Thanks for playing, Lil.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye, Peter.
Bye-bye.